Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast, sponsored by the lovely Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. My name is Kelton. I am going to be one of your co-hosts for this evening. And along with me, I've got three other great people. Joining me tonight, we've got Steph. Hello, Steph.
Hello, hello.
Lovely. We've got Brooks as well. Brooks, good evening.
Heidi ho, neighbors, and good evening.
And cannot forget about Jenny. Jenny, good evening to you.
Hi, nice to be here. Finally back.
It is. It's good to have you back. And you are back on a great episode. It's going to be a great episode tonight. You're probably going, oh my Lord, what happened in that introduction? We don't know either, but that's just what happens.
Awesomeness. That's what happened.
It was some awesomeness. So jamming, tonight, sure. I know we were just going out. Tonight's episode, or I should say today's episode, because it drops on a Monday morning, we're going to be talking about the Bohemian Getaway for Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. That's right. We're going to be talking and breaking down what a perfect day at Coco Key looks like, what amenities are there, what all you can do, different things. It's going to be a great topic. However, before we dive into that, as always, we're heading on over to the new news desk. However, we've got a substitute in tonight, so go on over to Jenny for the new news.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New News. I apologize. I do not have a fun name yet, but I'll be working on it. If you have any suggestions, please let me know. All right. So a lot of news coming out of Universal Orlando this week. Mardi Gras will be returning to Universal Orlando February 1st, and it will run through March 30th. This is for 2025. If you've never gone, it is a ton of fun. There's a parade, there's beads, there's special food. It's just so much fun. Hopefully they bring back to where you can ride in a parade on one of the floats and throw beads out to the crowd. We did that one year and it was amazing. Also, Universal Orlando announced dates and artists for 2025 Rock the Universe. This is Florida's biggest Christian music festival. The dates will be January 24th and 25th. And for artist lineup or more information on this or Mardi Gras, you can contact your Fairy Tale Journeys travel agent. If you don't have one, you can reach out to us or visit fairytalejourneys.com and you can be connected with an agent in your area. Also, I'm so excited, y'all. I'm so excited about this. Get your green on and defy gravity. This October, all Universal Orlando guests will have access to the Wicked Experiences. These all new immersive experiences and exclusive merchandise are inspired by Universal's highly anticipated film Wicked, coming to theaters November 22nd. I have seen Wicked twice on Broadway. It's one of my favorite shows, and it's kind of, you either love it or you hate it. I love it. Love it. Also, over in Disney World, Pecos Bill Tall Tale Inn and Cafe got a new menu. This is an exciting change because now guests will be able to make their own bowls when visiting this Magic Kingdom quick service location in Frontierland. This is great news because when we were there, my husband Brian walked in and he's like, why can't I make my own stuff anymore? What happened? And he was so upset about it. Yeah, so he is excited.
You know what I miss from quick service at Magic Kingdom specifically is when they had like the condiments bar pre-COVID and you were able to just like, you know, for your burgers at Cosmic Rays, I remember specifically being able to like build up on your burger with all the different things that they would have in those, I don't know what they're
called. It's almost like it's condiment bar.
Yeah, the condiment bar.
And or it could be a salad bar if that's your type of thing.
Yeah. And they had that at Picosville too, but COVID, that all went away. I miss that. I'm waiting for the day that comes back for it to be more than just sauces that are packaged. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to get the sauce containers. I'm a sauce boy.
I loved the mushrooms at the condiments bar at Cosmic Rays in Magic Kingdom from way back when. And I remember all my burgers, I would always load it up with mushrooms. Yep. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah, you have your burger and then you have like 5 inches of mushrooms.
Shamelessly too. Oh, gosh. I was so sad when they took it away.
Real quick. So you remember when Froyo was like all the rage and you would go and get the Froyo, then you do all your
still
toppings.
Love Froyo, but yes.
I would always put my toppings at the bottom and then do the Froyo at the top.
I would do that with my gummies.
So to make sure I could get all my stuff in.
Brilliant.
So
I never thought of that.
And because I would always just mix it together anyway.
Yeah.
So hot tip. Well, toppings, bottoms.
Wow.
Totally off topic, but loving it anyways.
Well, back to new news. That is actually the end of new news for today. Ooh. So
we didn't even need to pivot.
We didn't even need to pivot. All right. So let's see. What do we have next? Trivia. Oh, Brooks. Is that you? Are you up?
That is me. That is me. So, yeah, we're just switching it all up here tonight. You know, left is right, up and down. My office is completely different
today. Yeah. You and I are in different. Well, your background's completely different and mine is non-existent right now. So it's just a topsy-turvy kind of Thursday.
Yeah. that song from the second Mary Poppins, Topsy Turvy with Meryl Streep. But anyway, so today's trivia question is brought to you by Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home or office, or Universal, because they have their wands for Harry Potter. Whether it be a candle, room spray, or more, use our special promo code MOUSEEARS for 15% off. And that is, without the dashes, MOUSEEARS for 15% off of any future Magic Candle Company purchase. And then also, we did post a video on YouTube of me unboxing my Magic Candle Company box, so look to that. So, since we're doing Royal Caribbean, we have a Royal Caribbean question. And it's a multiple choice, people. What was the first Broadway show ever on a Royal Caribbean cruise? Is it A, Cats, B, Hairspray, C, Chicago, or D, Saturday Night Fever? Stay tuned to the end of the episode for the answer.
I will be honest, being a Royal Caribbean person, I have no idea.
And I didn't even put it in the show notes.
I really just want to start yelling out answers, you know, like as if someone was actually going to, you know, is on the line for winning $5,000 and you're like just trying to influence it. And I really wanted to do that. Just like, pick A. I have no idea. That's my guess.
So, okay, real quick. What do y'all want to lock in your answers now or wait till the end of the episode?
Cats All right, for Steph. Me. I don't know. That's
Cats.
What I'm going for. Right.
Kelton?
I'm going Saturday Night Fever, option D.
Groovy. Jenny?
I am going with Hairspray.
I knew it.
Brooks?
But I know the answer, so stay tuned to the end of the episode.
That is true. You do thread in. This is what I get for getting off of a plane 2 hours ago. All right. Well,
fun.
In that case, I think it is time we get into a little bit of a Caribbean, why is this not working? Technology, there it is. Royal Caribbean's own private island. Now, of course, we look at it, all the cruise lines now have private islands or private destinations, whichever way you want to slice that or dice that, you can. But before we get into, you know, a lot of what's on Perfect Day at Coco Key for Royal Caribbean, we're going to go into a little bit of a history lesson. History was not one of my favorite subjects in high school, so or in school in general, so I'll try to get through it as fast as I can. So the history of Coco Key, the island was actually purchased in 1985 by the Admiral Cruise Line, which of course is no more. And it was on the Little Stirrup Key, Little Stirrup Key. I was doing great till that word, which of course is kind of a on the same chain of islands as Norwegian Cruise Line's Stirrup Key as well. So they have Great Stirrup Key, which you can actually see like as you're pulling it. It's just, you know, spitting distance right off the ship there. So rather close to Norwegian. But it was the first private island actually purchased in 1977. So way, way, way back in the day. But of course, the Royal Caribbean Cruises LTD assumed the island when Admiral Cruise Line was purchased by Royal Caribbean in 1988. And that's when the island got the name changed to Coco Key. And of course, remains 40 plus years later. So up until the reimagining of the island, tender boats. Do you guys know what tender boats are? So who has cruised before? Because I don't, I know we've talked about it. Brooks, you have not. Steph, have you done anything but Disney?
Yes, I've done Celebrity Cruises and Royal Caribbean, which they're both owned by the same people, as well as Disney Cruise Line. But yes, I have tendered.
So you've been down to Coco Key?
I have not. I did a Royal Caribbean in Europe. So my knowledge of Coco Key is strictly from training and client experiences and what I've learned from the agency.
Very nice. And Jenny, how about you?
I have not yet. COVID ruined my cruise plans.
Oh, no.
So we've been waiting to reschedule everything with work schedules. So it's very difficult for my husband to get off, and I'm not allowed to go without him. So.
Well, after we get through this, I'm pretty sure everybody is going to understand why he feels that way.
Yeah.
Because so I do.
It's valid.
It is. So, but of course, I remember because it was back in 2007. I believe it was 2007. Mother, if you're listening, remind me what year it was that we went. But we cruised on the old Sovereign of the Seas just after Christmas over New Year's out of, I want to say it was Port Canaveral, but it was probably, Port Everglades. I don't know. Anyway, rest in peace to Sovereign of the Seas, who is no longer with Royal Caribbean. She's now sailing over in Europe under a different flagship. However, at that time, tender boats were the only things that were used, which is rather unfortunate because you could only get one ship in there at a time. And these mega ships like the Oasis, Quantum, and or Icon class would not be able to stop at the island. Not so much for the island, but because you have, Icon can hold up to 10,000 people, and these tender boats are not that big. So by the time everybody got off, it'd be time to get everybody right back on.
As opposed to the tough boats.
And not to mention with the tendering, if the weather is rough and the waves are choppy, you ain't getting off that boat. I'll tell you that.
They're going to cruise right on down to the Bahamas. They're going to skip that, just like we're skipping over Brooks's dad joke there. If you didn't catch that one, it was a classic. I'll tell you, rewind like 20 seconds and you'll hear it. Great job, Brooks.
Don't do it. Future Brooks is telling you, don't listen to past Brooks.
So in 2018, Royal Caribbean invested a rather small amount of $250 million into Coco Key, which then spent 2 years transforming it into what we know now as the perfect day at Coco Key. So,
I mean, just they took John Hannon approach, spared no expense.
They just spared
one heck of an upgrade.
Yep.
We really need that as a sound effect. Spared no
expense. No expense.
I agree.
we'll try to use that on a Disney episode. So you're probably wondering, guys, what does the start of my day look like when I'm going there? You know what? I am so happy that one of the four of us asked that question, because I'm going to tell you right now. So with the $250 million, they invested in this extremely long, but not as long as Disney's pier to, you know, bring the ships. And now we can put two ships in port, because the island is big enough now. I mean, if we got two large ships in there, it's not going to be too crowded, but it'll be manageable. You'll be okay. But with this, of course, now we get to have, you know, the Oasis, Quantum, and Icon class ships. I get to come into the island as well. And of course, you're greeted by the ginormous Perfect Day at Coco Key sign, which you can see from any one of your balconies if you have a balcony room on the ship, or as you pull into the port on one of the upper decks. But when you get down there, now the choices begin, because Perfect Day at Coco Key has two sides. You can either thrill it or chill it. Or you can do both. That's why we have options. So, for you lovely people as my co-hosts, which way shall we go? Are we going to thrill it, or are we going to chill it first?
You know, I'm going to go with chill it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go for. I want the all-inclusive feel and relax.
I mean, I was going to go with my favorite TLC member. No, and chill it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess chilling it is. So make sure to grab that margarita / pina colada / strawberry daiquiri, or if you've got the Miami Vice from your ultimate beverage package, here we go. We are going over to Chill Island. Now, Chill Island consists of four different areas, and they are, as I said, Chill Island, Oasis Lagoon, Coco Beach Club, and the Hideaway Beach Club, which actually just opened here recently. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to say that most of the areas on Chill Island are included with your cruise fare. So here we go. Chill Island, really about a 5 to 10 minute walk from the entrance. So not from the ship, but the actual entrance of the island when your, you know, toes kind of hit the sand there. And there are cabanas available for a rent at an extra charge if you wish. What's kind of nice on this one is you do have three bays of ocean water. So as a bay, I mean, kind of like an inlet, if we need to put it that way. So you do have some rocks kind of blocking. So it's not going to be as wavy, because you are out there in the middle of the ocean. If the weather's a little bit rough, you can still kind of go and enjoy the calm waters of Chill Island. And of course, there's plenty of free chairs and umbrellas all spread throughout the center. So not a bad place to kind of park it for the day. It's with it being the kind of the first thing you come up on there. Also on Chill Island, and honestly, the rest of Coco Key, there's food, there's shopping if you need to do that. I do want to make note, and I'll most likely mention it a number of times, but your food that you get on the island is included in your cruise fare. So they'll bring it right off the ship. You know, it's there for you. No extra charge on that. Same thing with your beverages, which I'll mention again. If you have any, if you paid for any beverage packages on the ship, they are also included on the island. You just carry around that Sea Pass card that you use to get on and off the ship. It's the exact same thing. Everything transfers over. The same thing that also transfers over, which I don't understand because I like to disconnect, or at least I think I do. If you ask Casey, I'm not sure she will say the same. But if you cannot live without scrolling or anything like that, or if you have to work, Vroom does work kind of at select portions throughout the island. So when you get down there, you'll have to kind of figure out where all the good hot spots are for the Vroom package. Moving on down in Chill Island, you got Breezy Bay, which of course is where you're going to find most of your shore excursion stuff. So if you purchased any shore excursions on the Royal Caribbean app or website prior to your cruise, or if you purchased them on the ship, this is probably where you're going to be finding that. And that's also for your rental activities. So that's going to be maybe kayak and stand-up paddleboard type of stuff, or any snorkeling gear is probably going to be found in this area. You're also going to have day beds, which you can rent along with the cabanas for that. And of course, you got food. There's food all over the island, people. All over the island.
Now you're speaking my language.
That's right. If you can find me in any one of those free chairs, maybe I'll rent a day bed one day and just sit with my food and my deluxe drink package. So most of us will get this one, Brooks, you and me included. If you're traveling with young kids, we're going to highly recommend the Harbor Beach area, as this does have the calmest waters of the island, along with being much closer to the main lunch areas as well. And this is a big one, as the Splash Away Bay water and play area and the Oasis Lagoon Pool. So if you haven't looked already, I highly recommend watching one of the probably thousands of YouTube videos of Perfect Day at Coco Key, because the kid area on the island is excellent. And there's actually some really cool views for even the young kids at heart who want to get up and get up on that pirate ship. Yes, Steph, I am talking about you. Absolutely. But let's say, and this next one might be for you and Mike when that time comes. And if we're not invited, I'm going to be very sad. If you want to get married in the Caribbean, guess what? You can. That's right, Mike. Just remember us. Seaside Point is a small beach area with a really nice kind of wedding venue set up. Or you can rent it out for any other private functions that you may have. So,
I mean, that one, Mike, just remember, I look good in a suit.
Oh, man.
And I am ordained, so I can marry y'all.
And I'm just saying, I would look fabulous in a bridesmaid's dress. I mean,
y'all need to get on a cruise. So let's do this. If you guys say yes,
and Kelton, you can DJ?
Yeah.
I still have my stuff over here. I could.
Look, we have everything planned.
Yes.
We just need to show up. We just need to show up.
Next MEP reunion?
Very well could be. So since we're talking about that, we might as well just go ahead and live the VIP lifestyle after the wedding. So you're going to want to try out the Coco Beach Club, of course, for an extra cost. I know, but it comes with the VIP lifestyle, people. Where, of course, you can have access to a very private beach of your own and anybody else who may have purchased it for that day. So it's definitely going to be less crowded. You'll have an infinity pool along with an upscale beachside restaurant and bar. So we're not talking buffet line like everywhere else. You actually get, you know, a full service restaurant. So I think that's pretty cool. A great place to have a wedding reception, I bet. Excellent place for one. So the costs, unfortunately, do vary for this, and it can be found between about $90 to $200 per person. So as a note with that, of course, your cabanas and day beds are another added cost onto that. However, if you want to do cruise line math, it is such a thing. If you rent either the cabana or the day beds in this area, guess what? The cost to get into Coco Beach Club is included in that price. Cruise line math, people, I'm telling you. So along with that, because after we have the reception, right, we're going to party, people. We are going to party like it's 1992.
I think I'm just going to hire you as my wedding planner.
I just want to say,
with all your free time.
I did go to a hospitality school. You know, I did take some of these classes. I could be an event coordinator.
And I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express once.
I got that like... one. I finally got a joke.
Oh, no.
On episode 64, she got it. She finally got it.
She did it. I finally did it.
Myself now.
We're so proud.
Oh, no, we need. I'm sorry, Kelton. You were talking about partying kidding. Like it's 1992 where we don't have hurt knees and everything. You said that's where the party's at, South Beach.
That's where the party's at. That is where the party at is
and
South
what Beach. What all is at South Beach?
Well, Brooks, I am finally somebody asked. I have been dying to talk about it for a solid 20 seconds. It is the important questions. So there we got one of my favorites, a floating bar. It's out in the water. You got to wade out to it. It's pretty cool. You also got a sports court. Guess what? I know you guys are shocked. There's a snack shack there for lunch. Then you've got Coconut Willie's Bar. You can also find me there with my deluxe drink package. You got bathrooms. You got rentals, cabanas, and day beds. And, of course, like I mentioned before, the sports area. However, the fun doesn't have to end there, people.
Now, I do have a legitimate question, not a joke or anything. So when it says the sports court,
yes,
what all is the sport? Is that like
it's multi-use? Oh no, it's not. Okay, we're grown people. It's not pickleball. Yeah, okay. Sorry for all you pickleball fans out there.
I play.
Pickleball. I can't get into it. They could have pickleball, but I don't know.
Like basketball and stuff like that?
You know, basketball, probably tennis, because people like to play. I don't know why people like to play tennis. You know, volleyball. It is the beach, so volleyball.
Yeah. Top Gun with the jorts and the taped hands for some strange reason.
Which Top Gun?
The
original?
The original.
Or the remake? Not the remake, but I'm thinking like Maverick.
Yeah, Maverick, Iceman, Goose.
No, I'm talking. Oh, so we're talking.
Yeah, I'm talking about the original. I'm talking about the original. Both were good. Both were good movies.
They were excellent. Excellent movies. Any more questions before we leave the wedding reception and move on down to the thrill side of the park?
I'm good.
Hold on. I'm trying to get myself off mute here. The Hideaway, that's also located in the Chill area, island, right? Or no?
It is. It is also located over there. However, we'll get to that. Let's get through the thrill area, then we can kind of talk about, you know, Oasis Lagoon a little bit, and then I'll have to pull up you know, a little bit more about the Hideaway, so Brooks may have to tell a joke or two so I can quickly click over to that website there. However, going into the Thrill Water Park, which of course shockingly is an extra charge, like everything else it seems with these vacations. But so the Thrill Island side, when you there's two things you're gonna see, you know, when you pull up, you dock for that day, you're gonna see the ginormous air balloon, hot air balloon, and then also you'll have Daredevil's Peak, which has like five water slides coming out, you know, coming off of it. Daredevil's Peak stands at a whopping 135 feet and is actually marked as the tallest water slide in North America. Yes, please. The more you know.
That sounds terrifying.
I'm not about that life. Sorry, people.
Oh, I'm all about that life.
Follow Brooks for that one, because it's not going to be me.
Don't be right behind me, because if you're going down that fast, you might have a wedgie.
Ain't that the truth? So there's a lot of things to do in this area. So you're going to have a wave pool. You got an adventure pool, which is more water type obstacle, obstacles per se. Of course, Devil's Peak with the seven water slides. Seven, not five. That was my fault there. Splash Summit, and more of a family focused area, which does have a couple of slides. We got 1- and 2-person raft slides. Those are always fun. A 4-person raft slide, and then a 4-way racing slide section. So that's right, us four. And then the Now Serious Podcast support group, or the spouses can also race against each other. Nothing like a good old fashioned, you know, competition. So along with that, you've got your amenities to go with it. So that includes loungers, your lounge chairs, shockingly, cabanas and day beds at an extra charge. Lockers, which I believe are included, actually. So you don't have to pay extra for the lockers like you would if you're going to, you know, Disney World or potentially Disneyland as well. And like everything else, a snack shack and a bar. So we can get to a point where, like, it's going to be just everybody. What's all included? Snack shacks snack shack. And a bar. Yep. So
welcome to
As a side note for this one, currently because it is still newer, there's not much shade in the area, so the concrete walkways could get hot. So make sure you're taking care of your feet, you know, try to step in the puddles and or wear some sandals or flip-flops, because you don't want to hurt your feet on a cruise. If you are somebody into some high-flying adventure, don't worry, Royal Caribbean also has you covered there, as you can take in awesome views from across the island during their 3-sectioned 1,600-foot zip line. So 1,600 feet broken down into 3 sections. It takes you over the water park and Harbor Lagoon. Remember, the zip line is a you know, added fee. Actually, and I do believe it is something you can book on the app or on the ship as you are making your way down to Perfect Day at Coco Key. As we talked about, lockers are included. However, for the zip line, there is an age and a weight limit. So you have to be, well, maybe not an age, but a height. That's what I meant to say. So you have to be a minimum of 4 feet tall, and you have to be between 75 and 275 pounds for the zip line. And also, if you're cruising on Oasis of the Seas class or Oasis class, you can zip line on the ship as well. Also, height and weight limit on those also. So for the kid area, our young travelers, we have Captain Jill's Galarian. I think that's it. I have no idea. And Splash Away Bay. So that was that ship that I was talking about area. Really nice kid area for those. So now we could talk about one of my favorite things that I haven't been to yet, but I cannot wait. I have 371 days as of this recording until I embark on my 8-night cruise on Harmony of the Seas here out of the port of Galveston. I'm so excited. We have Oasis Lagoon. Now, Oasis Lagoon is an extremely large pool, like extremely large. I don't know how many gallons it is, but if I had to guess, I'd say a lot. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But the Oasis Lagoon is a rather large pool that offers areas for not just families, because you do have a zero entry area, which I always like. I think that's great. But you also have a swim up bar with a DJ playing the latest and greatest top 40 beats. So that's pretty cool. This area kind of does have a swim up bar as well. But if you kind of want to get away from that, there are plenty of nooks and crannies that have little like tables and chairs in the water where you can kind of, you know, hear the music but not feel it type of thing. I'm more of a feel it guy, but, you know, I like to be there and just, you know, grooving, small amount of grooving. Let me see here. As always, around the pool, there are plenty of loungers. You have rinse-off showers, bathrooms, all of your rentals, that's cabanas and day beds. And then, of course, our favorite, we have food options. Yep,
shall we say
shack.
Together?
We can.
Snack Shack.
Snack Shack. Yep, snack the shack. Snack Shack and a Skipper's Grill. Now, of course, those are, like we've talked about, both included with your cruise fare. Usually the Skipper's Grill is going to be more of like your buffet. So think Windjammer style, but not inside.
Yeah.
Of course, with that, this is what I was talking about. One of the things you may see as you are approaching Coco Key, the Up, Up, and Away balloon ride is a 10-minute ride. It takes you 450 feet up into the air. And it is actual helium, so very similar to the one at Disney Springs at Walt Disney World. Nope. So,
which I have not done.
I haven't either, and I really kind of want to.
I have not. I will not. Y'all can do it.
Kelton,
we'll wave.
Next time?
We can be
planning a wedding, maybe. Not all.
There's only one person left. Anyway, back to, let's talk about excursions, because, you know, after the wedding and the reception, we're going to need to do something fun. I'm thinking jet skis. All right. Oh. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
I'm thinking we ride some jet skis.
You cannot be sad on a jet ski. Mm-mm. Have you ever seen anyone? I mean, I think it's physically impossible.
Yeah.
I have
not
tried.
Even if you get thrown off a jet ski, you're just like,
Brooks, can we get a replay of that, please? That's perfect. That is, mark that one. There is our TikTok video for the episode.
Of course, I have not ridden a jet ski since I was like 15. So
it's like riding a bike.
I haven't ridden a bike in a while either.
It's like hosting a podcast. Like, it just comes back to you.
I mean, if you say so, I'm 64 episodes in, and I don't know how good I am.
Neither am I. Anyway, let's talk excursions.
Let's do it.
More things you have to pay for, but that's just life. So excursions on the perfect day at Coco Key. We got some pretty cool ones, such as certified scuba diving. So all of my scuba diver fans out there, that's not me. Can't do scuba diving. You can do scuba diving here at Coco Key. You also have a very awesome glass bottom boat ride, guided kayak tours, reef snorkeling. And of course, we talked about, which I think all of us would have a lot of fun on, jet ski rentals. So I've already talked about our final note. That's, of course, you know, foods included. The beverage package extends to the island as well as your room package if you cannot disconnect. So shall we talk about the adults-only beachfront cruise experience called Hideaway Beach? I'm looking at a picture of it, and it looks really awesome. Like, I can just hear the Caribbean music in the background just going on. Like, take me to it. Let's do it. See? That's there. All right. Anybody want to take this, or do I need to talk about that too? I've talked for 40 minutes straight.
I mean, I'm absolutely enjoying the sound of your voice, Kelton, so I'm not complaining personally. That being said,
I think my throat is great.
My throat is so dry from being on the airplane for 2.5 hours.
Well, I can't tell.
All right.
What I can say about Hideaway is that for those that don't know, Hideaway does exist on the Royal Caribbean ships. So this is basically an extension of that on the island. So if you like the feeling, the atmosphere, the adults only vibe on the cruise ships for Hideaway, you can translate that on the island.
But it's only on one ship, though, currently.
The Icon, right? And Utopia.
Utopia is an Oasis class ship.
Dun, dun, dun. So it will be on the rest of the
Star of the Seas.
The Icon class.
So
why did I not know that? I don't know.
Don't worry, because we have, Hideaway Beach has nonstop beats. Guess where? On the beach. That's right. So you have finally found the ultimate beachfront paradise just for adults. You can swim right on up to the popping. They're using a bunch of like Gen Z slang, you know, terms for this. I don't know what they're doing. The Hideaway Bar, which is fueled by DJ mashups. You can keep the energy fed with tasty pizzas from Slice of Paradise and the elevated bites from Hideaway Hut. Plus, you can amp up the chill in your exclusive pool at one of the hideout cabanas. The ultimate beach bash starts now at the award-winning island destination Perfect Day at Coco Key. That sounds like a commercial.
It does.
You know, it may sound like a commercial, but I want to be there. I want to go and indulge in food and have my toes dig in the sand.
Oh, gosh,
I want to be in the Oasis Lagoon and jamming out to good music and a swim-up bar. And
I've always wanted to rent a cabana.
Mm-hmm. And don't they have the cabanas, like, on the water, too?
They have the cabanas.
I mean, we can split a cabana, guys.
How many can be in a cabana? How many
eight.
People?
I believe it's eight. Yep.
I'm so just saying.
Us and the MEPS.
Yep.
Us and the MEPS.
Us and the MEPS.
They deserve it.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of Oasis Lagoon, it is actually 800,000 gallons of water.
Phew.
This and massive.
Wow.
Just a small.
Small amount.
A little drop. Just a little drop.
Yeah. I don't think people are going to be fighting for space on that.
No.
You're not going to be like sardines in a can, you know?
Ooh. You will be around the swim up a bar, but I think that's, I think that's why they made it that big. Because think about this. What if you get a ship like, let's say, Utopia, because that is the second largest ship right now. And you get an Icon class, either Icon or soon to be Star of the Seas coming out next year in 2025. If you get two of those bad boys at that ship, I mean, you're not going to be packed in there like our favorite can of sardines, but you will definitely see more people around the island, I think.
Why they only thought to put one swim up bar is beyond me. Personally, I love it. I don't want to have to get out of the pool if I don't have to get my drink. I absolutely love that about all-inclusive resorts. So, honestly, if I were to pick a spot where I would be at the majority of my time, would probably be there.
So
it's just a shame that there's just the one.
Well, you're talking about the all-inclusive type of feel. I will say, going on our cruise that we did in February on Voyager, I will say one of the biggest changes that I have seen is the bar staff. They are like really out and walking, for drinks. So I feel like after the pandemic and when everybody kind of came back to real life, people found cruising. And I don't know why it took people so long. I mean, it's been there, everybody's the whole life. So when they found that, they're figuring out that, hey, this actually isn't half bad. I remember cruising pre-COVID with the drink package, just trying to find somebody to acknowledge you for the bar staff as they're walking around. They just weren't walking around. But whenever there is something scheduled, or let's say if you're on a sea day and you're sitting out by the pool, they will, they're always checking on you, which I think is great. So the realization of, what the drink package can do for you. And then on the other side of things is your gratuity is already added into those beverage packages. So they're not really worried about, the tips either. I will say we were sitting in the adult area on Voyager, and I'll be honest, Casey was reading. I had my laptop out because I actually booked, I think, two cruises for clients just sitting there. And, I had a bar server come up maybe three or four times, and we were there probably, just over an hour. So, and it didn't bother me one bit. I said, keep those Miami Vices coming.
That's fantastic.
So I think you're...
Well, that's when the package is worth it. I mean, there's a lot of reason why drink package would be worth it. But if you could also take full advantage of that while you're on the island, I mean, you want...
And they're going to be walking around on the island too.
Yeah. And the service. That's fantastic. So it's more than just a pretty island with lots of pools and some nice slides for kids. You're going to get the same quality service that you would get on board.
Absolutely.
On land, and that's something that is worth mentioning.
And then, so of course, on talking about the Hideaway side, the cabana life I think is just that much better when you're in Hideaway, because their statement here is pretty much leveling up your adults only vacation experience lounge game with a Hideaway cabana. They're talking about sipping cocktails or enjoying a bottle service just steps away from the party scene and never missing a beat with your own personal attendant. So you're getting that all-inclusive feel with never having to leave your cabana. You could, they also give you the opportunity that you can go to their VIP area to kind of revel in a relaxation with sweeping Caribbean views. Or you can plan a private bash in your own exclusive infinity plunge pool. There are just some serious extras going on at the Hideaway Beach. Now, remember, adult only area, adult only experience. So 18 and up, I believe, is the age for that one. It's looking good, people. I think.
I mean, it looks great.
Time we book the cruise.
I think we need to do this.
Yes. I have two planned already. Y'all need to get on board.
Well, and we've talked about it before. We love Disney. We love Universal. Obviously, emphasis on Disney. But you don't necessarily get that relaxing recharge aspect of it unless you're doing club level. And that's still debatable, right? You're just on your feet all day long, nonstop, no matter what. And this type of vacation just gives you the best of all worlds between traveling, not having to pack and unpack a bunch of times, luxury accommodations for most or many cruises. You get the beach pool side of things where you get to get a little of vitamin D and a little bit of vitamin C, and you're just having a grand old time with that. And you don't have to worry about restaurants or figuring out food. It's all included. So really, you're just getting everything you could possibly want without having to lift a finger, which is fantastic. It's just pick and choose what you're in the mood for and not having to be on your feet all day long.
And that's, you know, and that's a very, that's a good statement, because one of the things that I'm seeing as I keep up with, you know, not just royals, but, you know, Norwegian and Celebrity, Virgin. I have nothing against Carnival, but I'm not a Carnival person. Sorry to those who are. I know I have a lot of friends who do it for the gambling portion of it. But they're really going after and really trying to compete with the land-based all-inclusive resorts. Because I do remember Michael Bailey and Royal Caribbean toying with the idea of having the drink package included with the cruise fare. But to be honest with that, how much more would the price of cruises go up if they had to include that? Because then I feel like a lot of people would be backing out from the cruise. Because this works out well for people who, you know, may not indulge in adult beverages. And then the people like the other three of us on this podcast who probably indulge a little too much sometimes. But
what? No.
I definitely do. When it comes to these cruises, Brooks, good thing. Good, you got to steer the ship there, man.
You know where you're going to find
that's why you, that's why you bring a DD.
That's right.
Well,
or a DB, designated buddy.
Reverend Brooks over here.
Now I'll say. And now I pronounce you with the beverage package.
You know where you're going to find me, though, besides like Oasis Lagoon and the occasional hideout? You're going to find me wherever there is ice cream machines. That's where I'll be.
I can't say I would disagree.
Yeah. It's meant to be.
Good old fat. And none of that, like, you know, healthier ice cream options that you get at, like, if you're in the Southeast, you know, your Jason's Deli type, you know, some of the Mexican restaurants, like full on McDonald's style when it's working. Unlike McDonald's, Royals are always working. So get on board, McDonald's.
I didn't know that they could have those at
Coco Key as well as on the ship. So, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to sacrifice your ice cream just to be on land. No, sir.
No, there's no sacrifice.
Wherever you go.
There is no sacrificing when it comes to these cruises.
It's included. It's a very big island, and there's a lot of things to do, and you will not do it all in one day or one trip. It is worth going over and over and over again.
I cannot disagree at all. I'm so sad to be living. This is one of the reasons why I'm sad to live in Texas, because it takes 8 days to get to Perfect Day at Coco Key versus Florida. It's, you know, spitting distance from either Miami, Fort Lauderdale, or Port Canaveral.
Right. And so, for those of you that don't know, Royal Caribbean is not the only cruise line that disembarks at Coco Key. We also have Celebrity that disembarks there.
Mm-hmm.
And do we know if Silver Sea does?
I don't believe Sea does. I think it's just Celebrity.
Just Celebrity and Royal Caribbean. So, you know, if you're not fully on the Royal Caribbean ship, no pun intended, you can also try that island via Celebrity Cruise if you prefer that cruise line as well. But, you know, have your amenities, and you've got the same great island on either ship. So,
and your loyalty points do cross over between Celebrity and Royal.
We love that. We love that.
However, I will be sticking to my Royal. I am loyal to Royal, baby, all day, every day.
I feel like that needs to be a sticker or a shirt. Loyal to Royal.
I don't want to get, you know, trademark infringed, but that would be a great sticker. Or can we add in loyal to Royal all day, every day?
Day. 2 R's.
Day. Loyal to Royal all day, day.
Day.
So funny. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay, my gosh. Let's end this with our trivia question.
I think it's all time to wrap it up.
So, with today's trivia question, if you all remember, what was the first Broadway show ever to perform on a Royal Caribbean cruise? We had Cats, Hairspray, I forgot what I said. What's the third?
Chicago. Or Saturday Night Fever.
And Saturday Night
Probably
Fever.
Probably Chicago, because none of us picked it.
I'm thinking Chicago now, too, but
yeah,
I'm still going with Saturday Night Fever.
I know I lost. I'm not good at trivia.
And
the volume is
drum
down.
Roll, please.
Hairspray.
Hey.
Jenny, nice.
Or as they say, good morning, Baltimore.
Oh, I love that song. It's just such a great Broadway show and movie.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, it is good.
Yep. It was underrated. Lady's Choice.
And definitely extra points if you can name the year that Royal started with Hairspray. But just remember, everything's made up and the points don't matter. So going on into our closing for this very...
It's just like calories on a vacation. Don't matter.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. But don't worry. So that really just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. I like to try to remind you guys, please join us over on Facebook in our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group. Follow us on TikTok as well. Check out the latest video that Brooks had put up. You guys are going to love it.
Monster Sing. That's what you want to look for.
And don't forget to join us
over... There was also egg rolls.
Oh, that's right. There were two. I did see the egg roll run. Oh, man.
I missed that one.
It was a good year.
It's like a cigar. Let me do the closing, people. Let me do the closing. So don't forget to also check us out on YouTube and Instagram as well to stay up to date with all things travel, but mostly Disney and now Royal. And if you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next Royal Caribbean cruise or trip, and you don't already have one, I highly suggest you to visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the four of us from the podcast have sent you. Lastly, if you enjoyed us rambling on this week about Perfect Day at Coco Key, we'd love for you guys to leave us a review at wherever it is you listen. It's been an absolute pleasure for this episode, everybody. Until the next one, thank you so much, and y'all have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.